to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Welcome to the show. Trying to put in the chip. Does that mean that we're on or not? Okay. Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Welcome to the show. Thank you all for being with me. It's Friday again. Believe it or not, it is Friday. And we just had a Friday. What a mess. They come so fast.
What the?
You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. 888-773. Amazing. I can't believe it's Friday again. My biblical question for this week, and it's a doozy. My biblical question, what are you trying to win? What are you trying to win? You ever think about that? What are you trying to win? To win? An amazing question. You can listen to the show live on your iPhone or iPad if you're like busy right now, you're working out, whatever you might be doing, and you're not able to sit and watch the show live as it happened, watch it. You can podcast later, of course, but you can listen to the show no matter what you're doing. And they're going to get the phones out there. Hold on. You can listen to the show no matter what you're doing by calling the listen line on your iPhone or iPad at 605-615-4131. That's 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or rebuildingtheman.com. rebuildingtheman.com. All right. So it is Friday again, and every Friday is Get It Off Your Chest Friday. Get It Off Your Chest Friday. Every Friday is Express Yourself Friday. Oh, we don't have it. What?
We do. Sorry, we do have it. It's just, it jammed up.
I'll come back to it, folks.
No, ready.
We
you, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached. Because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
This is a very important subject. So I want to show you something. This is a real photo. I took it myself. It's difficult to look at. I warn you. If you have kids in the room, I would say have them turn away for a moment. But okay, here we go. Here's the picture. As you can see there, those are shopping carts.
Man, that's not the carts. That's just the curb. It's not where the carts go. Oh, blow me off.
Don't give me static.
No, I am. I am, man. That's my job.
You're under our control.
Amazing. Amazing. All about the shopping cart. It's amazing that there is a discussion about the shopping cart, right? Because you pay not only for your groceries, you pay for the employees to go out and pick up the shopping cart. But the store, somebody decided that they want you to carry the shopping cart to a certain location, and you do it.
What the?
You're doing it thinking that it's your idea to do it. The prices didn't go down in the market. The employees that are supposed to go out and pick up the shopping cart are still getting paid. Matter of fact, they're sitting there looking out the window at you carrying the shopping cart up and down the place for them. And you think you made that decision. And then if you don't do it, people yell at you because they have been brainwashed and don't know it. They have been brainwashed and don't know it. Isn't that amazing? I didn't know. Well, I understand now why it is, but I didn't know the depths of how easy it is for human beings to be brainwashed. I did not know that. It's just in time I'm learning how it works. It's amazing. Influence. I know why people are so influenced, too. I do know that. Well, number one, so you know, too, all angry people are already influenced. All angry people. You're influenced because you're unconscious and don't know it. All angry people are unconscious. And that's why it's so one of the reasons it's so difficult to live a conscious life, an aware life, awareness, because you're angry and unconscious and don't know it. I used to work for the supermarket. My first job in L.A. was at a market, and I started out as a busboy, meaning that at the time we would carry the customers' groceries out to their cars if they needed, and we would bring the shopping carts back. And if once they piled up out there, we would go out there and get them and bring them back in. And no customer was ever yelled at about the shopping cart because the grocery stores needed the business, and so they had someone to do it. Isn't that amazing? It just control. And now you're making shopping carts a big deal. There's a history on shopping cart. There's this. A shopping cart is just a shopping cart for groceries only. Even though I know people use this for other things, ride their children and dogs and everything now. This past Sunday at our fellowship, I gave the suggested an assignment for the people at fellowship. You know, something to encourage them to pay more, you know, pay attention to you, to see what's going on with you. If you can see what's going on with you, it would be amazing. And so I gave this assignment to them so that they can see what's going on with them. And I know most are not going to do it. Some will. A few will. Because only a few really want to return to self. Only a few want it. A lot people say they want it, but they don't really want it. Because if they wanted it, they can have it. But they don't want to do anything about it. Assignment, you think all week I'm going to watch myself to see how many identities, how many demons live inside of me? I don't feel like doing that. First of all, I am going to forget to do it, they say. And then some would try to do it and they'll forget. And then one or two would do it and remember. And I want you to know whether you believe it or not. And I know most people don't believe it because they believed into yet another lie. Amazing. That all people are possessed. There's not one that's not. And they don't know it. They've been told that it's them, it's something else, it's something else and something else. Here's a pill. Oh, you're depressed? Take this pill, you'll feel better. Oh, you're depressed? Go see this psychiatrist or psychologist or counsel, and they'll give you some pills after they take all your money. Now you got to buy some pills. The blind lead the blind. So people are possessed. You can overcome it, though, if you want to. Most people don't want to because they love their misery. They love their hell. They love their misery. Amazing. They love their misery. And they dare you to tell them that they can overcome it. What do you mean I can overcome it? I don't want to overcome it. Not only do I not want to overcome it, I want to inflict it on you. And I want to call it life. I want to feel the thrill of hurting you. It's a thrill. I want to feel the thrill of embarrassing you or hurting you. It's all demons. You are possessed. Nowhere did Jesus Christ tell anybody, oh, you're depressed? Take a pill. It's you. But he caused them to overcome the demons. So I have some examples of, in order to put it out there, you can think about it, if you're possessed or not. If you have these issues going on, you're possessed. And there are a truckload of more of them. These are just some. These are just some. People are possessed, right? And here are some examples of people who are possessed. Have you ever smiled out of embarrassment? You felt embarrassed, so you smiled. If you have, you're possessed. You're possessed. Have you ever been in a conversation you really didn't want to be? Have you ever been in a conversation you really didn't want to be? You're possessed. False identity. You're possessed. Has your mood ever changed because of something someone else said? Isn't that deep? Think about that. All of you listening, you know it's happening to you. And some is happening right now. Have your mood ever changed because of something someone else said? If it has, you're possessed. You have a false identity and you call it you. You're possessed. Just think about how many conversations you've been in with people and you're standing there or sitting there thinking, Lord, I wish this was over. Help me, Jesus, to get out of here. And you stayed in it. You're possessed. Isn't that amazing? Have you ever lied to avoid hurting someone's feeling? Have you ever lied to avoid hurting someone's feeling? Oh, how does dress look on me, honey? And you fat as a pig, and you know that you shouldn't have that dress on. But he tell you, oh, you look nice. It look fine, but inwardly they think, oh, my God, don't wear that one. Or your friends or whomever told you, you lied to that person because you didn't want to hurt their feelings. You are possessed. You are possessed. Isn't that amazing? You'll let your own wife go out the house looking like a pig and you won't tell her because you don't want to hurt her feelings. And she doesn't want you to hurt her feelings. And she kind of knows she looked like a pig in that dress. Or she's not looking beautiful, but you won't tell her. You're possessed. You are possessed. What about having to avoid saying your true thoughts for the fear of being judged? What about avoiding saying your true thoughts for the fear of being judged? No, racism does not exist. How many people would say that, especially white people, would say that out loud because you fear being judged? You're possessed. How many people say that racism does exist when it doesn't at all, never has, never will, ain't gonna, never gonna, can't be, not gonna be? But you say you believe it is. You're possessed. How many people believe in white supremacy, which does not exist, can't exist, ain't gonna exist, never gonna be exist, never, 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 ever, cannot exist, but you believe it, and you say it, and you believe it, you're possessed. False identities, which are demons. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spirits and principalities and wickedness in high places, and you don't know it. Isn't that amazing? You go to church, you don't even know it. You read that scripture in the church, and you don't know what it means at all. And you praise Jesus. You are possessed. Have you ever gone against what you know is right? Have you ever gone against what you know is right because the crowd is wrong? You're possessed. And you have identified. If any of those things that you have done and all that you have, then you are possessed. Have you ever felt depressed? Have you ever felt lonely? Have you ever felt sad? Have you ever felt suicidal? Have you ever felt like you want to get revenge against someone or even yourself? You wanted to get revenge. Have you ever felt you needed a friend? Have you ever felt you needed a wife or a husband? Oh, I need a family. That's what the answer is. I need to get married. You are possessed. I was listening to Joel Friday's show yesterday. I believe that was yesterday. Yeah, yesterday. And a young man called him. And the young man was saying that he's working on himself. But then one day or one night, whenever, he was at a cafe or somewhere. And he saw this most beautiful woman. I mean, she must be the most beautiful woman in Florida. But she was so beautiful. And he was watching her. And he didn't go for it. He did not go for it. He didn't give her his number or anything. But at the end, I guess, whatever the event was, she gave him her number. She put her number to his phone, and he went nuts. She said, let's get together. We're going to do it, you know, hang out, whatever. And he went nuts. But then when it was time for the date, she didn't show. No phone call, no nothing. And he was having a hard time dealing with that. How do I deal with this? Why do I feel this way? I feel like I lost, and I don't know exactly everything he says, so I'm paraphrasing. I feel like I lost my life. Why am I feeling this way? And he was feeling that way because he's possessed. Why pretending that he wants to put God first? When he really want to put the woman first, and hope that if he put God first, God will give him a woman. Like God ain't got sense enough to know he's playing a trick on him. Because if he was not possessed and that same situation had happened with some woman giving him number, he would not have been moved by it at all. He's possessed. Though he said he's working on himself, so hopefully he'll get to that if he stays with it. And when he was opining, I think that's right here, over that woman, pining over that woman, he was, what? Pining over that woman. Yeah, opining is something else. Pining over that woman, he had made her his God. He's possessed. That's why you're feeling the pain. And instead of being still and going through that pain, watching that pain, living in that pain, so he can see what was really going on, he cried. He cried. If you want to make it through all the way on this straight and narrow path, men and women, you're going to have to endure. You got to endure. And so if some woman come up and put her number in your phone, erase it. Or if you're going to leave it there, endure the possession of wanting to be with her. So that when you do, and if you do get married, you deal with it in a perfect way. You will only love God before your wife, your cat, your anything. You can only love the truth along with nothing else or no one else. If you love anyone or anything else, then you don't love God. You're possessed. It was interesting. So if you are have done and are doing or dealing with any of those things, you're possessed. And when you go and you talk to a so-called expert, quote-unquote, quote science, and they tell you, oh, you just emotional. If you emotional at all, period, good or bad emotion, you are possessed. You're possessed. Evil has made a home in you. If you're jealous, if you try to be like anyone else, if you try to get what someone else have, you're possessed. There is this experiment, I guess, conformity experiment put on to show that people are controlled. Most people believe that racism exists or white supremacy exists or anti-Semitism exists because they are controlled. That's why most people believe it. Only one person would be brave enough to stand up against the lie and stand alone. People are controlled. Here's an example. The Ash conformity experiment was a series of studies conducted by Solomon Ash in psychology to investigate how society pressures from a majority group can influence an individual belief and opinion. I've seen this happen so many times, even in the fellowship we do on Sunday. I noticed that if one person says something and then another person go along with and agree with, then the crowd all starts saying it, everybody said it. I'm like, I told you once, I told you twice, if the crowd said it, it's wrong. If the crowd said it, it's wrong. I apparently I got to take a break because it's a little long. I mean, too long for the break. So I'll take the break. When I come back, I'll play that and then your phone call. You are possessed, people, and you have no clue who you are. Zero clue. Not even a clue. All thoughts. Or all lies all the time about anything, so you can't even imagine who you are. Every imagination about who you are, wrong. 888, there's one line open, open line Friday, 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE. Back in a moment. I have books that are amazing. I highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam. How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them, and blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autographed copy, or call 800-411-2663. Okay, if you get angry about anything for any reason, you're possessed. Brand new episode today at 12 noon for the Fallen State. A fun conversation. I don't know if I laughed as much as I did in this conversation with Sam Tripoli on the Fallen State. Brand new episode today at 12. I talked to Sam Tripoli. He is a stand-up comedian and the host of the Tinfoil Hat podcast. And he was previously on the show 5 years ago on the Fallen State, about 5 years ago, so he's a return guest. Watch this.
Next time on the Fallen State.
Do you have anger?
All the time. I'm Armenian. Yeah, I go zero to felony very quickly.
Are you going to marry?
I have a girlfriend, and I always said I wish we would have gotten married so we could have gotten divorced by now.
Does she obey you?
No, not at all. I wish someone would respect me. I pay for everything. Do you ever do drugs?
I did pot for a minute in my early 20s.
Horny, hungry, and paranoid. Weird way to go through life. What they really don't want is for you to trust your eyes, your ears, or the wisdom of your experience.
Right. It was literally a funny, fun conversation, but yet you learn something from it. Some people will. Most won't. The Fallen State today at 12 noon, brand new episode. You can support the Fallen State by going to thefallenstate.tv/donate or locals. Click the link there in locals. Link there, and you can find locals. All right? So check out the Fallen State today. And then at 9 a.m. this morning, thehakereport.com. From 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. thehakereport.com. And at 4 p.m., Riding High. Not off pot, not off fentanyl, but natural energy given to him by God. The American Anchor Baby. You don't want to miss it. The American Anchor Baby at 4 p.m. today. And then Sunday Fellowship, all are invited. Doors open at 10:30. Fellowship start at 11 a.m. Pacific time. 11 a.m., 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com/church. RebuildingTheMan.com/church. So let me just give you this quick example of you being possessed. And anyone, and everyone does, except for those who have truly overcome anger, you are possessed and don't know it. You think it's you. You even blame other people for the way you feel. You get angry and you blame somebody else that you are angry, not knowing that you are possessed and that spirit of anger is inside of you. Because if it wasn't there, no one can make you angry about anything if the anger is not already in you. What the? But you're blind and you made me mad. You, husband and wife, fight all the time because they blame each other for the anger they feel. Not realize they were already possessed with anger when they met each other. They were already screwed up. So, and so people are being controlled because they are angry. I mentioned this from the Ash Conformity Experiment. It was a series of studies conducted by Solomon Ash in psychology to investigate how society pressures from a majority group can influence an individual belief and opinion. This is the Ash Conformity Experiment from EQ Videos. What's this?
As you can see here, I have a number of cards, and on each card there are several lines. Your task is a very simple one. You're to look at the line on the left and determine which of the three lines on the right is equal to it in length. All right, we'll proceed in this order. You'll give your answer.
Only one of the people in the group is a real subject, the fifth person with the white T-shirt. The others are confederates of the experimenter and have been told to give wrong answers on some of the trials. The experiment begins uneventfully as subjects give their judgments.
Two. Three.
But on the third trial, something happens.
Two.
The subject denies the evidence of his own eyes and yields to group influence. Ash found subjects went along with the group on 37% of the critical trials.
Amazing. So the guy in the white T-shirt, he didn't know that everybody else was aware, and they did it to see if they can influence him. And they did. You're like that, too. You're easily influenced because you're angry, you're possessed, and you cannot see. And you fall for the okey-doke. That's what happened to the blacks during the so-called civil rights movement. They fell for the lie. One person started saying it. Martin Luther King come along and said, y'all got a problem. And I'm here to save you. Well, what is our problem? We ain't know we had a problem. We've been doing fine. Racism is against you. The white man holding you down. Oh, yeah? And they fell for it, and look at now what's happening. You can't, there's nothing you can do to make them see that it's a lie. They have conformed to the lie. They have gone along with the majority, and the majority is always wrong. Even in the Bible, it says that the majority of the people are going to take the wide road that leads to destruction. And what do? You follow the majority. Ooh, a good example of this is the people into animals now. They have made the animals their god. And the money-making people is making beaucoup money off the people who have made the animal their god. The dogs, the cats, especially the dogs. They make the dogs look pretty in suits. They say, oh, that's so cute. Come over to this store and buy this outfit for the dog. And then walk up and down the street and look around to make sure people see you with the dog with the raincoat. And they're going to come over and pat the dog with the raincoat, and you're going to feel good. Oh, now we have a park for the dog. Bring all your dogs over and walk around in the park. By the way, it's 50 cents to get in the park. Or buy your dog a bone while you're at the park. You've been sold a bill of goods. And you think that the animal feels what you feel. But it's the other way around. You're feeling what the animal feels because you're in an animal's nature. Animal state of mind. Animals don't feel nothing for you. You're feeling that way because you're in a fallen state. But you think the dog love you. The dog don't love you. That dog bite the mailman. And you thought the dog was nice. You have conformed. Most will take the wide road that leads to destruction. And one will take the straight and narrow path that leads to life. You know, amazing? Think about it. This is why you need to get to know yourself so you can understand what's going on. One other quick example. Another study to show that you have been brainwashed. You are possessed. This is from National Geographic did a similar experiment. This one uses shame and elevators. Watch this from National Geographic.
Congestion in elevators is a frustrating problem. To reduce crowding in this 18-story building, we're programming the buttons in the elevator so if anyone selects the first few floors, a rude message gets played. The question is, can we shame lazy elevator users into taking the stairs?
Please exit and take the stairs.
I hope I'm not getting off first. I'll be like, really? I'm supposed to walk?
Please exit and take the stairs.
I'm late.
They should be ashamed of taking the elevator to the second floor.
Hey, lazy, take the stairs.
I think this is great. I think it's absolutely outstanding.
Hey, lazy, take the stairs.
I think that was aimed at me.
Hey, lazy, take the stairs.
Okay.
Wow, see that? Amazing. That's every human being until you overcome, until you wake up. Every human being. You look at society today, they are making buku money off human beings by making them feel good. A thrill. You're getting an expensive thrill and you call it something else. When in reality, emotions are not necessary, not needed. Isn't that funny? They set it up and tell these people that press the little button to the second floor, hey, lazy, take the stairs. And they fall for it. Amazing. When the voice said, please, no one listened. But when it started calling people lazy, oh, they got to move it. So when the elevator said, please take the stairs, no one did it. But when they call them lazy, lazy, take the stairs, they listen and did it. They are possessed. Now, here is my hero. This is one person, this last soundbite, then I'm going to get to your calls and super chat. This soundbite is my hero. And I believe, I could be wrong because I don't know this person at all. But I believe this person was born an individual, meaning not twin, but born an individual thinker. I believe this. And I believe unless something drastic happened in his life, we're going to hear more from him. This young kid is white history, man. He is something else. He is my hero. He's the only one that can stand alone in this next soundbite. I want you to watch this. This is mind-blowing. The question was ask, are boys stronger than girls? One group of kids is asked to weigh in if boys are stronger than girls. Watch this from X.
Boys are stronger than girls.
Well, physically, like, for the most part, in gender roles and stuff like that, boys are just supposed to be stronger. That's just a thing that happens. They work out at the gym. And yeah, girls certainly can work out too if they want. But again, it's more common for boys.
Disagree or step forward?
Who's one to say what gender, like, depends, like, who's stronger? It doesn't matter what gender you are. It matters who you are. It doesn't matter what you were born. It matters what you want to be.
You could be referring to strength in so many ways, like physically, emotionally, where the strength in your body is placed. Like, it all just depends.
I play volleyball, and sometimes we play the boys' teams, and we, like, you know, we crush them a couple times.
These preconceived notions that, like, boys go to gyms, girls, like, stay at home. Like, one of my best friends is a girl, and, like, she's stronger than half the guys I know.
Beta! Amazing. That little kid explained it well. He reminded me of Hate when Hate was a kid. That was Hate then. He explained it. Just boys are stronger than girls. And he stood alone. And all the other beta guys stood with the girls. And the other girls agreed because they are possessed. 888-7753-773. You are possessed, but you can overcome it. You're not stuck. Let me go to Steve, a first-time call out of Kansas. Steve, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hello, Jesse.
Hey, Steve.
How's it going?
All is well.
Hey, I just wanted to call because, honestly, I just believe that there is, in fact, no uniting the races ever again. Us white folks, we've tried to do that through history. It's never worked. A good person that you could look into that you know of, Jared Taylor from American Renaissance, is banned, but you're allowed to be on this platform and all the other platforms, but he's not allowed on those platforms. And honestly, Jesse, I just want to tell the blacks that we don't need your vote and we don't need your help anymore, ever again. You hate us. And literally, dude, like, why is it that we have to be forced to love people that hate us? And you know what, Jesse? You're always asking, like, are you angry? Well, you know what? I am. I am hopping mad about this situation that's going on here in America.
Amazing.
And I'm about tired of it.
And do you love the blacks?
No. I absolutely do not love them anymore at all.
Who fought?
And they will never say that they love the whites. Anytime you ask them.
Whose fault is it, Steve, that you are angry?
I'm not angry.
I thought you said you were angry.
I'm hopping mad. There's the difference.
But mad is anger.
Well,
whose
I am
fault
angry.
Is it that you're angry?
I'm angry at...
But who do you blame that
fault?
You are angry? Yeah.
I don't blame anybody. I'm not even angry.
You
that
are,
was
you
kind
said
of a
you
joke.
Were, you said you're hopping mad.
Jared Taylor, you tried to get
Steve,
Jared Taylor.
You said that you're hopping mad. Whose fault
that
is it?
I was joking.
Oh, so you're not mad at the blacks?
No. No, but I don't want to have anything to do with them.
Do you love the blacks?
No.
And do you love the whites?
Nope.
You don't love anyone. You're right about that.
Because the whites are the ones that cause this problem. They're too nice. And you know what? I would just say that Jesus is never going to be able to help the blacks nor the whites. And Jesus was not born in America. And you know what? I am not a Christian. I don't believe in Jesus.
So then how do you know what Jesus is going to do then if you don't believe in him?
I don't know. Why
are you saying that when you don't know what Jesus would do?
I don't care. I believe in America.
Why are you saying that when you don't know?
I believe
why are you
in
saying
America.
That? Why are you saying that when you don't know what Jesus would do?
Listen. I am 100% only for America.
Have you ever ran for office?
No. Can you stop interrupting me?
Have you ever done anything to make things better?
Yes, I'm doing it right now.
No, you're
I'm
not.
I'm letting you guys know
no,
that we don't need you.
No, you're not.
I'm standing up as a man.
Steve, you're not doing anything right now.
We don't need you.
You're not doing anything right now. Why don't you get involved?
You're not doing anything right now.
Why don't you run for office?
Jesse, you're not doing anything right now either.
All right, Steve. Okay? Thank you, buddy. 888. He tried to vent. I ain't got time for all that. 888-775-3773. Let me go out to Canada and talk to Jamil. There's one line open. Steve is possessed. That's a perfect example. There's never, ever, 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 ever for any reason to be hopping mad or angry about anything. The anger is already in Steve, but he thinks it's the blacks. The blacks ain't got nothing to do with Steve being angry. Zero to do with it. Let me go to... Oh, Jamil, go ahead. Jamil, you're on the air. Oh, hold on, buddy. Hold on. Wrong line. Jamil, you're on the air.
Hi, how you doing?
All is well.
Good. It's funny. I was listening to that guy talk. I called you yesterday. What's crazy is I called back today, and I said to myself, man, Jesse cut me off real quick. I'm going to have to let him know. And after listening to that guy and you saying people are possessed, I said, I'm calling this guy back possessed. And I started laughing at myself. I said, man, I said, Jesse got a life to live. I don't think people realize that. Like, even that guy that was just talking to you, I don't think he realized that people got a life to live in.
Hold on, Jamil. Let me take a quick break. Don't hang up. 888-777-5773. Two more hours to go. Hank is coming in with the hate news. Not the fake news, but the hate news. And when I come back, also your super chats. The hate news, not the fake news. Miley attracted t-shirt on. A blonde on a shirt. Not a black girl, a blonde girl. What the? Back in a moment. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man over woman, woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, BOND, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man.
Whole lot of mess going on in the world. There's a Japanese dating app made by Japan, or at least promoting it, the government. And because their birth rates are really bad. It's almost like the whites. And crooked Joe Biden is pushing democracy, trying to run for president again, so-called. Trump is going to be announcing his 2024 running mate next month at the Republican National Convention, according to him. And Hunter Biden, he will not get pardoned because Biden is too beta to pardon his son. Weak. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Friday, June 7th, AD 2024. The lines are full, guys. JLP will be right back to your calls and your super chats. But first, fake news, not fake news. CNN reports, Commie Nonsense Network, Tokyo's government launching its own dating app as Japan's fertility rate plunges to a record low. The nation of nearly 124 million people only recorded around 727,000 births last year, so shows new data. Crooked Joe Biden is set to present a case for democracy today in a speech at Pointe du Hoc, a clifftop in Normandy, France, stormed by the U.S. Army Rangers back on D-Day 80 years ago. It's the same spot where Ronald Reagan delivered a speech 40 years ago and issued warnings against isolationism in the face of tyranny. What? So he was a globalist? He was a neocon? Reagan? What? I don't know. Analysts say that Biden will imply that our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, with his America First foreign policy, attacks the integrity of the free and fair 2020 election, the most secure in history, and the use of extreme anti-immigrant rhetoric that echoes of the Nazis. He's summoning the same forces that triggered a global war. So he says about Trump, who kept peace with Biden and Obama, war everywhere. What a mess. Meanwhile, Trump is back on the campaign trail after that so-called guilty verdict delivered last week in his criminal hush money extortion victim case. Trump on Thursday said he will announce his 2024 running mate at the Republican National Convention next month in July for White History Month. Nice. Hunter, where's Hunter? Crooked Joe Biden said in an interview Thursday he would not pardon his son, Hunter Biden, if he's found guilty of criminal federal gun charges. What? So he's against the Second Amendment? Shameful. He also affirmed that he would accept the outcome of the trial currently underway in Delaware. The president's son, that's Hunter Biden, is accused of purchasing a gun illegally while abusing or being addicted to drugs, a supposed violation of federal law. And Hallie Biden, H-A-L-L-I-E, the widow of Hunter Biden's late brother, Beau, testified Thursday about her romantic relationship with Hunter, the couple's drug use, and finding the gun at the center of the case. What a mess. Once she left the stand, the trio of witnesses testified about the series of events that led police to recover the ditched weapon. Terrible things going on, huh? And not least of which is extreme heat. Heat advisory is in effect for more than 25 million people in California, Nevada, Arizona, New Mexico, and Utah. Temperatures are soaring across parts of the United States. Driving this prolonged, unseasonable heat is a robust, what they call, heat dome, a large area of high pressure that parks over an area, traps air, and heats it with abundant sunshine for days or weeks. Several temperature records were broken Thursday across states, including California, Arizona, and Nevada. Didn't really seem to affect us here. Las Vegas reached 111 degrees, topping the record 110 degrees in 2010. In California, a high of 122 degrees in Death Valley broke a record set in 1996. Phoenix set a record of 113 degrees. These are Fahrenheit, of course. Figure it out if you're one of those Celsius centigrade people. More than triple-digit temperatures expected to get today in Phoenix, by the way. And I'll have to tell you about the Ukraine propaganda in the next hour, your daily dose. But for now, back to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, Express Yourself Friday. I'm James Heek.
have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth. Instead of dividing them with lies, we're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. My biblical question, and it's a doozy. What are you trying to win? What are you trying to win? What are you trying to win? That's my biblical question. You can be listening to the show no matter what you're doing. Some people say, oh, I got a podcast to show later, I'm busy. But no, you're busy and you still could be watching the show. Isn't that amazing? Or listen to it at least on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. Isn't that amazing? Yes, Jesse, that is amazing. To donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. And we're going to get to your super chats in a minute here. Or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Friday. End of the week. For some people work every day. But for normal people, it's Friday. And Friday is always Express Yourself Friday. Fridays are always Get It Off Your Chest Friday. Express yourself.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached, because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
This is a very important subject. So I want to show you something. This is a real photo. I took it myself. It's difficult to look at. I warn you. If you have kids in the room, I would say have them turn away for a moment. But okay, here we go. Here's the picture. As you can see there, those are shopping carts.
Weep, skip, weedly, weep, 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 weep.
Man, that's not the carts. That's just the curb. It's not where the carts go.
That's what I do with the car.
Get me off.
Don't give me static.
No, I am. I am, man. That's my job.
You're under our control.
That's what I do. I just put them on that curve thing. I ain't going way over there to some hole someone built for me to go to. What the? Let me, 888-775-3773. Let me go quickly back to Canada. Jamil, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
No, that's okay. I had a question to ask you. Originally, it was about, I was going to ask you about the Trinity and stuff like that, because I'm just trying to understand that. But I think I have something that I need to ask a little more, and it's going to help a lot, if you don't mind. I was at work yesterday, And I started to realize that every time I go to work, I go home afterwards feeling horrible. And I couldn't understand why. And then it finally hit me yesterday. And I'm a little bit confused. I'm not confused, but I'm a little bit just questioning the way my response to the situation. I realized that every time I go to work, the owner of the store, he always reminds me that he can let me go when he wants to. He everything I do feels that he's telling me everything I do is wrong. And I believe personally that I was taking that out on people outside of work. You know, I responded to him, and then I immediately started feeling as though maybe I should have said nothing because this is how I pay my bills. But at the same time, I was like, I felt like I was being bullied in a sense. And I know that nobody can make me feel that way, but if it's what was happening, something was happening. And I was doing my best for months now to just let it go. And I couldn't do that anymore. But once I finally just expressed to him, he literally, while we were at work, there's another gentleman working, one of my coworkers. And he says, the guy was in the bathroom. The guy walks out of the bathroom and the owner goes, well, talk to, what did you want to say to Alan, which is the other guy? And I go, what does Alan have to do with this? I didn't bring him up.
Make a long story short.
Yeah. So what I'm trying to say is my responding to him and that situation and how he chooses to deal with things, is it wrong to respond or to stand up for yourself in a situation like that, knowing that that's my bread and butter, knowing that I am being brought down? I know that I'm being broken down. I know it's the enemy trying to break me down. But when is it a good time and when is it not a good time to respond to things like that?
And when you say that he was trying to break you down, who is being broken down? Who are you?
The enemy, not me, the enemy in me, that it was the ego. And I know that for sure, because that's what I felt in the moment.
Yeah.
Answer
your questions. What now?
Sorry, say that again.
What's your question for me again?
The question is, in moments where you're being tested like that, or the demons in you are being tested like that, am I supposed to just, is a person or individual supposed to just allow those things to happen?
100%.
I understand.
100%. You should not have said anything, but don't get angry. And if you had not gotten angry, and if you needed to speak up, it would have been perfect. It would have happened perfectly. But because I'm sorry.
I was not angry at all, and I think.
But you said that you were at the end of the day, you were feeling weird. I forgot exactly how you put it, but you were feeling something, and the way you had treated the other employees was because of that.
No, not the other employees. The way that I was treating people outside of work, and in particular, to be honest, not other people. I think really it was how I was treating myself, and then taking that out on people.
But you were doing that because you got angry at your boss. If you had not gotten angry, you would not have treated anyone differently inside the job or outside. You were angry and you overreacted, and that's why you were doing that.
I understand. I understand. And you know what? I think, too, that like the enemy, like I could see the enemy just like playing these games with me in the moment. And I think that I learned a lot of that from you by paying attention, even though I overreacted.
Yes.
I think that I was able to, in any other circumstance, I believe that this was years ago, that would have went a whole different way. You know what I mean? I in my heart, I believe he was bullying me at the time. And as I sit back and I look at it now, I don't even care about what this guy has going on. It really doesn't bother me. But in the moment, I honestly believe that that situation was my situation. And it had nothing to do with me.
Not at all.
And I think that listening to you really made me realize that. And I don't want to say that I have regret, but I do feel as though I should have watched it. And I knew, and it's funny because I know what you're going to say. Maybe I miss my daddy or something like that. I don't know. But I know what you're going to say. And I call you anyway, hoping to hear maybe something different. And I think that calling, like even hearing you talk on the radio and stuff, it's, I needed to hear that. And I need to forgive myself and then to forgive him as well. I went to my mother the other day and I forgave her again. I tried to do it multiple times.
Why you keep doing it?
Well, because I realized the first time I didn't mean it.
But how many times have you gone and forgiven her?
Twice I've done it.
And so, so are you done with that now?
I'm 100% done because I understand now that I didn't have a clue what I was forgiving her for. I didn't understand the seriousness of the situation.
Oh, okay.
I didn't understand the seriousness of the situation, so I could not actually forgive her for anything. It's like trying to cook food and you don't have the ingredients. I don't know what I'm cooking. I don't even have nothing in my cupboard.
Right, I understand. Yeah.
You know? So yeah. I finally went back to her and I said, I have all this resentment for you. She literally, she would take me to witch doctors. She's a witch. And
your mom is a witch?
Yeah, and I didn't realize that. I didn't know. I didn't know until the other day I sat down and I said to myself, she worships everything but God. When I told her that I forgave her, you know what she said to me? She said to me, I would love to talk to your pastor. When he hears what I have to say, he's going to agree with me. I said, wow. And I just looked at her. I said, you're in competition with your own son. You're in a competition with your own son. I'm your son. And I said, I forgive you. And that was it. That was it.
Nice. So have you forgiven yourself?
I.
You said you need to forgive yourself. Have you forgiven yourself?
I want to say yes. I want to say yes. But if I want to say yes, that means that I haven't. That means that I haven't. But I really.
Have you forgiven yourself?
No, I have not.
And why not?
Because I'm allowing the enemy to tell me that I don't deserve it. I'm allowing him to tell me that I don't deserve it. And there are moments where I agree with him. There are moments where I agree with him that I believe that I don't deserve it.
And what did you do that you need to forgive yourself? What did you do wrong?
I rejected God for a long time.
How did you reject God?
I believe that I was in charge of my life. I believe that I had power. I believe that I could be in control of anything and people and anything and any situation in life. And because of that, I allowed so many things to seep in, so much sin and so much anger and the thoughts to seep in to the point where every day, the minute that I wake up, the enemy starts talking. The enemy starts talking like he's relentless.
And so let me ask you this. If there is no you, how could you reject God if there is no you?
You're right. I can't.
No, that was a question.
If there's no me, how could I reject God?
Yes.
It's not possible. I can't reject him if there is no me.
And so why did you say you rejected God?
Because I'm foolish, and I'm still believing my thoughts. I'm still believing my thoughts. Even as I'm talking to you, what I don't want to do, I'm doing it.
And if there is no you, who is there to forgive?
There is nobody to forgive.
So why do you say you have to forgive you?
Because I've been led to believe that I hate myself, and the truth is that there is no me, and I don't hate myself. I've never hated in my life.
Do you see clearly there is no you?
I see 100% clear. I see 100% clear.
Nice.
I can see it 100%. I can see it. It's just a fight, Jesse. It's a fight.
And what's the fight?
The fight is not one that I can win. Not one that I'm to be a part of.
And so are you fighting?
I'm not fighting.
But when you say it's just it's a fight, what do you mean?
Jesse, everything around me feels like a fight.
But
it just feels that way.
And what does a fight feel like?
Like total darkness.
What?
Like total darkness. It feels never-ending.
But I mean, who is this a fight? Who are you fighting?
It feels like it's me. It feels like it's me.
And but if there's no you, how does it even feel like it's you?
Because it's like I could feel the heat, even though I'm not in the stove.
I understand that you feel the pain of the thoughts inside of your body. You are feeling the pain, but you're not your body, so that's not you. There is no you. It's something else that's in you doing that. So there is no fight if there is no you. And the feelings are in the body, but they're not your feelings.
I just don't understand. I just think that the fear, the spirit of fear is so strong in me some days that I just want God to forgive me. And
Forgive you for what?
But just not believing it anymore. Because I know he loved me. I know he loved me. You know.
So if you know he loved you, what does he need to forgive you for?
I have children. I feel like I let them down. And I love my kids.
If you know that God loved you, what is it that God needs to forgive you for?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't even know. I can't talk for him. I don't know. I'm trying to talk to God. I don't know, Jesse.
You want to talk to God?
No, I said, I. When you say it like that, when you ask me that question, it seems as though I'm trying to talk for God.
Right.
And I don't know what he, I don't know. I can't talk for him.
Right. So be quiet. You can't talk to God. What? You only talk to the devil.
Wickedness. It's just wickedness. No, I apologize, Jesse. I just... Man. What a world. What a life.
what a mess.
What a mess. But you're not wrong. You're right. And I appreciate you even being at least willing to be honest and say you know that I'm going through the pain and not tell me that I shouldn't feel it. Because I do feel it. But
you should feel it. You're right. You do feel it, but don't call it you. It's in the body, but it's not in you. And so you should feel it, and you should stay with it and watch it and stay with it and watch it. But don't call it you, and then the light will destroy it.
You won't believe. You wouldn't believe. Well, I spoke to you one time. I said, Jesse, I didn't think you was going to call me back. And you said, why? And I just started laughing because you are insane all the time. Like, you said that, like, why would you even think if I'm going to call you back or not? What does it matter?
That's right.
And I just started, and listen to it, you don't know. And I don't know why you do what you do. And I always ask myself, this guy's always saying to people, you know, nobody love nobody. You can't help nobody. Don't try. But that's all you do. It's all you do, whether you like it or not, whether you want to believe it or not. And you have helped me so much just with the watching the thoughts. When you said one day, you said the minute that you wake up, the devil starts talking to you.
Yep.
I kid you not. But what happens is that once you notice that, I replace those thoughts immediately with thoughts of the Holy Spirit, of God. Like, because I know it's happening, I wake up, I say, praise God. Now, whether I'm right or wrong for doing that is yet to be... Is something
I don't understand.
That
you say you replace those thoughts with what?
I try to replace those thoughts with more positive thoughts or no thoughts at all. So either I say... You know,
no such thing as positive thoughts.
Jesse, don't do that, man. Come on. Give me a little leniency today, brother. Come on, man.
But how can you place a negative thought with a positive thought? A positive thought is a negative thought because it's a thought.
That's true. You're right.
It's just another thought with a different name called positive, but it's still negative. But let me ask you this. And the reason that when you first wake up, the devil started talking to you because when you were sleeping, he was already talking to you. You would just sleep and didn't know it. So you just woke up and he was still talking to you. But if you do the silent prayer, you practice being aware during the day and during the night, eventually he won't even communicate with you while you're sleeping. You will have a perfect sleep.
You know what's funny about the silent prayer? I was, and I think you're 100% correct. I've been doing that, but I also still do the hooting and hollering, like you call it. You know what I mean? I still do that prayer as well.
Why are you doing that? You're worshiping the devil.
No, and you know what I realized? That the reason why I do it is because it brings me an unnatural comfort, I believe.
Yes.
It gives you a thrill. Yeah, it gives you a thrill to talk out loud and to do those things.
Yep.
And I noticed, and you know, when I brought up what happened at work the other day, I realized something. That whole day, I kept saying praise God out loud. Yeah, the whole day. And then all of a sudden, I just had to bring that up to that guy. And I know that that guy has issues. I know it because he told me.
Yeah.
So I know that he's not going to agree with me, go along with me. He doesn't care what he's putting me through. I knew that yesterday, the day before. And I still had to do it. So
you
I
know why you did it. You were praising God and calling God the devil. You were praising the devil, calling him God. And that's
right.
Why you went and did it. You don't need to praise God. What's the...
No, that is true. God already knows your heart. He knows your heart.
Yes.
He knows your heart. So there is no point in going through that like you're doing something extra special.
Right.
You're not doing anything extra special. I kid you not, I notice it now. Like, through my action. And I think one of the things that the enemy uses is once you do something, like you always say, like, condemn yourself. You condemn yourself. Like, ha ha, I got you. And as soon as you do those foolish things, immediately, I start feeling like, man, I let this guy get me again. And it's like the cycle never stops. Because now I'm in that loop of he got me again. And then I went back into bad habits. Immediately.
Well, here's what I recommend. Then I got to run. From now on, don't say he got me again. Just realize you didn't see him coming within. You didn't see the spirit of evil inside of you coming. And you gave into it. So you didn't resist the spirit because you didn't see it. But if you just practice seeing what's happening in you, you'll be fine, no matter what.
I understand.
All right. Good talking to you, man.
Good talking to you. You're an awesome individual. I appreciate you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it, all right?
I will. I will.
Okay, buddy.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Amazing. 888-77-5-3-773. That's the line open. Let me go to India and talk to Aman. Aman, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse. How are you?
All is well. How are you?
Abnormal, let's say. Because
you say what?
Not been normal. Abnormal.
Abnormal?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so my question was, I had two questions, and my first question is, and this has been on my mind a lot, and my question is, I watched the video of you, like, interviewing on your show, like, The Fallen State. You interviewed a Muslim girl, and you said the only reason why you are with your husband and he's black is because you hate your parents. And nowadays, I'm seeing a lot, like, you know how, like, in Ukraine, they are sending all the men to war and all the women are, like, defenseless. And they are, like, pushing all these women to be with immigrants and stuff. And also in America, I noticed, like, white women are getting forced to be with black men. And I was like, is this, like, are all these white women that are with black men, are they only with them because they hate? They have hatred in their heart?
Yes. And yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. And if they didn't have hatred in their heart, they would be with their own race?
Yes.
Wow.
If they were not trying to get away from mama.
Okay, so... My second question is that, you know, like how like men like are like getting forced, especially in Ukraine and stuff. I'm not going to promote, but like, you know how you if you search into it, you can see Ukrainian men are getting forced to go to war and all the women are going. And like men are just like their lives are like lambs, like their lives are getting destroyed on the battlefield. And I'm like, are they ever going to get justice? Or are they ever going to get rewarded or something like that?
For going on the battlefield?
For getting forced to go on the battlefield for no purpose. They don't even want to go to war and kill one another.
And you wonder if they're ever going to get what?
If they're ever going to get, like, you know, justice about it because they have no control over it.
And what do you mean if they're going to get justice?
I see it as injustice, you know, like if somebody like forcing me to go to war to kill another person for I have no feud with the other country, but right. I'm getting forced to kill another person going to war for somebody else.
And like, and what type of justice do you think they should get?
I don't know. That's why, like, what would God would like? Is like God like, okay, you force another person to go to war, I still forgive you. And he lets them in. Is that going to happen?
You said, repeat that again. I'm sorry.
Like, I wondered, like, is God going to forgive everybody and even the ones that are forcing other people to go to war?
God has already forgiven everyone.
So what about these people that are doing evil? What is going to happen to them?
If they don't overcome evil and they drop their body in evil while being evil, they're going to stay evil. In evil, they will have a way out. The hell that they're living on earth is the hell that they will live forever and ever.
Wow.
And there's no way out.
But, like, you know, my mind, like, I notice it. My mind makes me see it as, you know, all these people are doing evil. They're not suffering. And they're not, but in
why are you listening to the thoughts? The thoughts are lying to you. Why are you listening to them?
I just
all
realized right
angry
now
people are suffering. There's not one that's not suffering.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, yeah. Thank you, Justin.
You're welcome, buddy. Call me again.
Okay.
Amazing.
Take care.
Okay. 888-7753-773. There's a line open. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super super. Super
Ravinder bought two coffees on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. The chicken given shelter, food and water, did not give anything, not even 10% in return. And he gets slaughtered. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Ravinder, for your two coffees.
Is that, thank you, Ravinder. Is that your dream girl on your shirt? That's the kind of woman you like?
Yes.
Blonde hair.
I don't know.
Kind of short, but not long.
Yeah.
Thin.
Right.
And wave at you all the time.
Mm-hmm. I made a new t-shirt design without any person, without any girl on it.
Oh, you did?
Just put mildly attractive.
Oh.
Because I got so much backlash. And requests for, can you put a black girl there? Can you do one without it? So I did
someone
one without
you put a black girl?
Uh-huh.
Why?
Because I have a lot of black fans, and the black fans want to have... And then also, it's kind of girly, they thought.
The white girl is
one
girly?
One gal felt that this was too girly to buy for her boyfriend, or her husband, I guess. And so she got eye disavowance.
But how is that too girly... when it's about a girl.
Right. No, that's a question.
Amazing. Go ahead.
Greenwall, two coffees. Base Trump kissed Sheriff Joe Arpaio in Phoenix, Arizona. Seeing these two on the stage reminded me of how American men used to be.
What happened?
When I was growing up, Trump kissed Arpaio on the stage, I guess, in Phoenix. Phoenix was the safest city I ever visited, too.
Why did that happen? Oh, it's a break. Thank you. We'll finish that super chat when we come back. Back in a moment.
I counsel with men and women
families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Okay, welcome back. 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. I do your personalized shout-outs for you. Whatever the occasion is. Weddings, congratulations, encouragement, birthdays, whatever. Shout-outs. I'll do them for you. Go to Cameo, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. And check out our merch. Our merch on rebuildingdemand.com/store. Amazing merch. Amazing tar baby, the shirt and the hat. We have hoodies. We have everything there for you, all right? Mugs, Big Mama, the Great White Hope, hoodies, Big Mama Michelle, dance, 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 all kind of stuff. Rebuildingdemand.com/store. Let's go back to the Super Jets.
Okay, we Super
Jets. Super Jets.
All right, we left off on Greenwald with his two coffees talking about Trump. Base Trump kissed Sheriff Joe Arpaio in Phoenix, Arizona. Seeing these two men on stage reminded me of how American men used to be when I was growing up. Phoenix was the safest city I ever visited, too.
Right on. Yep. Both those guys, as you said, they're from the old school. Really. They are the way men used to be. And I respect both of them. Amazing. Thank you.
Trump said, I don't kiss men, but I kissed him.
That's right.
On the cheek. Someone bought a coffee. There is nothing more beta than a grown man returning the shopping cart.
Amazing. Thank you. Did you say you return shopping carts?
Of course.
And they said nothing more beta?
That's what he says. That's what someone says with the coffee.
Thank you.
C on C.
I rest my case.
Bought a coffee. Butter. Jesse, it's sad Alex Jones knows too much, and he's been fighting to expose these demons. He knows too much. That's why he acts the way he does. It feels like these demons are winning now. When I see people in the comment sections, they're really so heartless, so careless about loving what's right. It's like the ignorant people are born every day now.
Amazing. Thank you. Nice.
Josh from Georgia bought a coffee. Biblical question response.
What are you trying to win? What are you trying to win?
I'm not trying to win anything. It seems like the devil is always trying to get me to try so hard to get something, and it always backfires on me. I'd rather let things happen than deal with it slowly when I'm sure of how to deal with it.
Thank you, Josh.
Thank you, Josh.
I appreciate it. I'll put my little 2 cents in on Sunday, Josh. I appreciate that.
Emmanuel Chris from New York. Bought a coffee. I want to ask. Why do you always say ask? Crazy face.
Ask. A white woman told me to say that. Well, she didn't tell me to say it, but she said that's like, 'cause black people say ask.
Right.
Right? Mm-hmm. But I
no,
said,
ask.
I've been saying ask for so long that I can't hardly say it the black way.
You used to say it the black way, though, huh?
Yeah.
Ax.
How do the black people say it?
Ax.
Oh, ax.
Yeah.
But it's ask.
Yep.
Ask. That's why I start saying it anyway.
Crazy.
Thank you.
Priscilla from Houston bought a coffee. Jesse, why do all the people return their cart when they are washataria? When they're at the washataria. Emoji.
What is a washataria?
I don't know. Priscilla from Houston, speak English.
I don't know what washataria is or where it is. It may be a state or a city. You have to be clear. I don't know because I don't know what that is or where that is. Thank you, though. I appreciate it.
Evil is still real with the rumble rant. When leaving a store, do you throw your trash on the ground when there's a trash can 15 feet away to use? Why not? The store will have their employee pick it up. Degenerate black behavior.
I don't know if I ever leave the store with trash. My stuff still be in the package.
I guess
Come
that
on,
answers
man.
It.
But if I left the store and I had trash on my head, I put it in the trash.
Nice.
And because ain't no bus boy going to come right after me to do that. The trash parking lot machine comes around late at night, early in the morning. Dude.
True. Yeah, I remember that.
Mm-hmm. Amazing. Thank you.
Donnie Groh's idea gave a rumble rant. Endure. Jesse, if my 28-year-old daughter has stomach issues and I advise her to eat ginger and she refuses, do I just endure her not listening? Her dad hates healthy veggies and ruined her for them.
If her what?
28-year-old daughter refuses to have ginger for her stomach that's bothering her. Do I just endure her not listening? Her dad hates healthy veggies and ruined her for them.
I don't know what you mean, should you endure her not listening. Because she's 28 years old. If she doesn't want to eat it, she doesn't want to eat it. She's grown, and you shouldn't be feeling anything about it at all. There's nothing there to endure. That's another individual.
Yeah, it makes me question whether she had a typo on the 28-year-old.
Oh, maybe she meant like
eight years old? I don't know.
Oh, you think she meant 8 years old?
I don't think anything. I just don't know.
Oh, I see.
It
doesn't make sense. You would be feeling anything over a 28-year-old woman not wanting to eat her veggie or whatever. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Don.
Thank you, Don.
Evil is Still Real says only the most ignorant enslaved idiots think that there is healthy veggies. Humans are made to eat meat. That is why our intestinal tract is the length of a carnivore. Vegetables is slave food.
Thank you. What now?
Responded to Don.
Oh.
Because the daughter and father don't like veggies. Anyway. Pastor Chatelet, he's a monthly Rumble supporter. He said, thank you for signing the books you sent me yesterday.
Right on. You're welcome. How do you get them so fast?
Pretty good.
Oh, there must have been an order a while back and you got them. Okay. Yeah. You're welcome. Thank you.
Evil is Still Real says, why do...
My books are amazing, by the way. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com. RebuildingTheMan.com or call 800-411-BOND. All right? And I'll sign them to whomever you want me to. Amazing. Thank you.
Evil is Still Real. Why do girls have their own chess league? Is it because they lack the strength of men or to pick up the pieces? Or do you think it is because their brains do work as well as men and they are stupid?
Who are dumber, men or women?
I'm stumped. If we keep on falling for women, and yet women are dumb, are we dumber than the women for falling for the women? So I don't know.
Or are the women dumb for falling for you? Who are dumber? I wonder about that.
Yeah.
And you don't know.
I do not know.
Isn't that a good question, though?
Yes.
Amazing. Thank you.
But girls do have their own chess league. Because they can't compete with the men.
As long as they don't try to destroy the man one by trying to be a part of it.
Yeah.
I'm okay with it. They want to play the little chess, they'll play the little chess. But don't be coming over to the man table trying to be a part of that.
Right.
Let them destroy all the club for the men. They even destroyed the Boy Scouts. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
I remember out in Georgia when they were bitching about being a part of the golf thing.
Country club, yeah.
Yeah. And yet, and so now they pretend that they're so hurt and so angry, and it's just so wrong for men to play a women's sport. They're faking it. Because if it's so raw, why are you trying to get into men's stuff? Amazing. Thank you.
Also from Evil Is Still Real, Jesse, do you think the country would be better if blacks could not vote? Would the world be better if they didn't exist? Is there anything on earth that's better because of their contribution?
The country would be better as far as voting if women didn't vote. If the men vote, things would be fine, black men or whomever, whatever color. But it's all messed up because the women are voting, and they say that there are more females than there are males, right? And the women are voting with emotions, and they'll always be wrong. So that's what the problem is.
Interesting.
Amazing. Thank you.
Pastor Chatelet, there are black American patriots from our revolutionary days that were integral in the founding of this nation. Wentworth Cheswell and others have writings that make us look like simpletons.
Thank you. Amazing.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Punchy bought a coffee. Have you noticed that not all, but most blacks spend a lot of their money on flashy things like gold chains, expensive clothes, and whites on expensive experiences like lavish travel to other countries? It seems to be all about gaining perceived status and power.
No, it's all about the thrill.
Was it always like this in America?
Yes. It's all about the thrill. Feel good to go on a vacation over to Europe. Where are you going for vacation? I'm going to Europe. And then they go get the thrill, and then they come back home and they're depressed again because the thrill is gone. And the blacks like to dress that way with all the gold chains and dress all up and smell good and all that for the thrill. It feels good to dress up, right? And then go out and people looking at you. You dress all up. But then the thrill leaves when you go home and you have to take off the dress up clothes. Amazing. Thank you.
Also on, I'm catching up, on Rumble, Apple 2691 says, "Hi, Jesse. You said to obey my husband, but he wants to look at something dirty on Facebook all the time. I've talked to him, but he still doesn't stop. What's your advice? Thanks, you are amazing."
Whatever you're looking at on Facebook is not your issue at all. That's him looking at whatever you're looking at on Facebook. I mean, on Facebook. So don't get angry at him about it. Stay out of it. And you just work on you. Just work on you, because he was already screwed up Facebook-wise and other kind of wise before you came around. When you met him, he was already screwed up. So just work on you, take your eyes off him, and the truth will guide you, and whatever's meant for you is going to happen naturally. But if you keep your eyes on him, then you take your eyes off you, and then you're going to suffer. Amazing. Thank you. So don't resent him. Don't be angry. He got to deal with his own stuff. Thank you.
Punchy bought a coffee. Oh, I already said that one. Pablo bought a coffee. My line dropped, but Hassan, if that's what you make his name, is evil. He said dogs are cleaner than babies. What the? My baby girl doesn't be cleaning herself with her tongue and kissing me, all that. He's lying. Hassan, drop that dog and get married and have children. We love you, Hassan, and we love you, Jesse. You made me see the great white hope from a distance and respect him, not worship, but respect.
Amazing. What manner of man is this, Donald Trump? The wind at sea obey him. Isn't that amazing? Did y'all hear it? I think I heard it on the Anchor Baby show yesterday and the Hate Report, and I may have heard it somewhere else. A lot of those so-called trial things that's happened to him is being dropped, for now at least. Amazing, huh? What the? What manner of man is this? The wind and see Abel obey him. What the?
Nice.
What the?
For the audio podcast listeners, he has this pen that you push a button and he punches. It's a orange haired. It's a red haired Trump punching.
What manner of man is this?
Boxing gloves.
The wind and sea obey him. Amazing. Thank you.
Sweet. Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, Zach says, Jesse, you are an amazing pastor, but you have to start telling people the truth of our earth. In chapter 1 of the book of Genesis, KJV, it states that God created the lands within the deep waters, and he separated the lands and the deep with the firmament. I just want to know why you don't ever speak about the firmament that is above us and how we are underwater. The sky is blue because we are underwater. I want everyone that's listening to study the book of Genesis, KJV only today. It's amazing.
Amazing. So this is the firmament, right? And the water down there, and you're all there by that water. What's the guy named that own X?
Elon Musk.
Elon Musk sent a rocket up yesterday, or the day before yesterday, to the out there in space. And while it was there, you could see the round earth. There was nothing flat. It was a round earth. And then it came back down into the water, and on its way down, you could see that the earth was round. I'm looking real hard, like, where the flat earth? They said it was a flat. Is the flat earth under the water? So it sure wasn't up there.
Indeed.
It was amazing. Take off and landing, too. It was mind-blowing. Elon Musk is another smart man.
Yeah. It's wild.
I know. It's crazy how
he's
smart.
He thinks big.
Yeah. What the? And he white. Amazing. Thank you.
Renesio bought a coffee. Do I have a question? Just wanted to ask. Hashtag Mark Twainy.
Thank you.
Nice. No more thoughts, Bada Coffee. Are Jesse's eyes green? Also, is there such a thing as better or worse?
Repeat that.
Are Jesse's eyes green? Also, is there such a thing as better, quote unquote, or worse, quote unquote?
My eyes are blue. And they may turn green once in a while, I guess, but they're blue. And what?
Is there such a thing as better or worse?
There is no better and there is no worse. It's either good or evil. Joel all jealous. He like, Lord, don't get him started. Joel wish he had blue eyes just because he got good hair. You can't have it all, Joel. You black. He like, Lord, don't get him started. Amazing.
Wayne, I am that I am. Bought a coffee. Hey, Jesse. No I in Jesse. Wayne, I am that I am. J-E-S-S-E. I am married and not interested, but yesterday I met a female with some yummy... At first I thought it was legs, but anyway. I did not compliment her. LOL. Lots of laughs. It happens whenever I see an attractive woman, and there are many of them these days, but in the name of decency, I let the thoughts pass. Don't get me wrong. This is not a problem for me, but am I possessed? Sounds like...
Yes. For sure. Amazing. Thank you. Let's stop there.
Okay.
And I'm going to get back to the phones. 888-77, Jesse, but I need hate to respond to something for me. I want hate to... Hassan, I want to play X where this young boy stood alone. When he would ask, the group was asked, are boys stronger than girls? And one group of kids were asked this to weigh in on that. and I want you to see this. And it's going to remind you when you were a kid.
All right.
Watch this. From X.
Boys are stronger than girls.
Well, physically, like, for the most part, in gender roles and stuff like that, boys are just supposed to be stronger. That's just a thing that happens. They work out at the gym. And yeah, girls certainly can work out too if they want. But again, it's more common for boys.
Disagree or step forward?
Who's one to say what gender, like, depends, like, who's stronger? It doesn't matter what gender you are. It matters who you are. It doesn't matter what you were born. It matters what you want to be.
You could be referring to strength in so many ways, like physically, emotionally, where the strength in your body is placed. Like, it all just depends.
I play volleyball, and sometimes we play the boys' teams, and we, like, you know, we've crushed them a couple times.
These preconceived notions that, like, boys go to gyms, girls, like, stay at home. Like, one of my best friends is a girl, and, like, she's stronger than half the guys I know.
Right here. You say?
Right on, little kid.
I know.
You're the only normal one there.
Yeah. It's amazing how he stood for, he came forward by himself.
Yeah.
And the other babies stayed behind.
And they all just, they were fed that.
Yes, absolutely. And this kid that stood alone, he was born that way.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. It's so natural. I see it in him.
Nice.
And if he's not traumatized along the way, he's going to be mighty, mighty, mighty on this land.
Right on.
It really will.
Yeah.
It was so amazing. Did it remind you when you were a kid?
Oh, yeah. Big time.
Amazing. Let me go out to, is it Romania?
Yes.
Romania. Oh, did you? Oh, did you what? Now, let me talk to you. Oh, did you? And so did you a first-timer?
Can you hear me?
Oh, I can't. Oh, your name is Oh, did you?
My name is Ovidiu. Ovidiu.
Oh, okay. Right on. Welcome.
Thank you, man. It's good to be here. So I have one question. I've been following you for years, and as I've overcoming the fallen state, you know, the ego,
yes.
I find it difficult now to talk to people because they are not, you know, into meaningful conversations, and it's very hard to talk to them.
Absolutely, man. I know exactly what you mean, because all the average person have nothing real to say. It's all ego, and it's all about them. It is all about nothing. So you have lost that interest in that. So when that happens, if you find yourself around people that are talking about nothing and you don't want to be a part of it, just walk away from it, because you're overcoming the ego, the false self.
Yes, I noticed that they get uncomfortable when I want to talk about meaningful stuff. It
yes.
makes them a bit uncomfortable.
Can you hold for me? Can you hold on?
Yes, absolutely, sure.
All right, hold on. I got to take a break. 888-77-JESSE. Back in a moment.
Hey, listen, before I ask my question, I want to thank you so much. The silent prayer. You know, I'm 50 years old. At home, we have a 16-year-old, 14-year-old, and a 10-year-old. And I got to tell you, introducing the silent prayer to my family, instead of just sitting down and saying the same old prayer over and over again before we eat our meal, to just be silent, bringing all thoughts into captivity. Brother, that has been such a huge, huge blessing in our lives. I just want to encourage anyone to try that out. It's amazing to look around after we've done our silent prayer before we eat, to see the excitement in my kids' faces. Like, oh yeah, Dad, I had a bunch today. Or the other one will be like, yeah, you know, I had a couple things that I've been thinking about. It really takes root, Jesse. And so I want to thank you so much. And ever since then, it's been absolutely amazing. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Turner. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. You're going to know God and His love. It's going to be amazing, man.
Ukraine propaganda is coming your way. Alex Jones under attack, as you've heard. Pat Sajak retiring after today. Today's his last day on Wheel of Fortune. And cargo ships are out of control. Spaceships are not. This is the end of hour two of the Jason Lee Peterson Show. It's Friday, June 7th, AD 2024. The lines are full, guys. JLP will be right back to your calls. Hang tight. And we'll get to the rest of your super chats. But first, fake news, not fake news. Call Me Nonsense Network says Ukraine's unchristian president Volodymyr Zelensky drew parallels between World War II and his country's battle against Russia in an address to the French lawmakers today. Quote, Hitler crossed the red line after red line. Putin does the same, he said. That's how he talks, roughly. Adding the Ukrainians were the heirs of the Allied fighters of World War II. Actually, so are Russia, right? Zelensky's speech was greeted rapturously by the French National Assembly, with lawmakers giving him a standing ovation. Simps, betas. His remarks came just hours after Russia attacked Ukraine's critical infrastructure, communist buzzword, overnight, targeting at least 9 regions, including the capital, Kiev, Ukrainian authorities said, so-called authorities. For months, Russia has been targeting Ukraine's power grid to deprive citizens of electricity, heat, water, and other essential services. Pretty rough, but that's war. What a mess. Maybe we should end it, or maybe they should end it. Persecution of the patriots. Alex Jones owes, quote-unquote, $1.5 billion per Commie Nonsense Network in supposed damages over his lies about the 2012 Sandy Hook school massacre. The right-wing conspiracy theorists, they say, they call him on Thursday, agreed to liquidate his assets to pay the so-called families of Sandy Hook victims who have not seen a penny from Alex Jones since he was found so-called liable in 2022 for defamation and emotional distress. Alex Jones baselessly peddled lies on his InfoWars site that the mass shooting was staged and that families and first responders were crisis actors. So says CNN. Pat Sajak is going to host Wheel of Fortune for the final time today. It's his final spin. Pat Sajak, after more than 40 years and 8,000 episodes of the game show, I guess he's retiring. Nice work, son. Nice work, man. And cargo ships, an out-of-control cargo ship, prompted the temporary closure of a major bridge in Charleston, South Carolina this week. An investigation underway to determine what caused the crew to lose control of the ship on Wednesday near the Arthur Ravenel Jr. Bridge. What's up with these boats and bridges lately, huh? The incident came 2 months after the massive Delhi cargo ship lost power, or Dali, not Delhi. Cargo ship lost power and crashed into Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge, destroying the 1.6-mile span and killing 6 construction workers who were filling potholes on the bridge. And the whole bridge came down, and they died. What a mess, huh? Terrible. The Port of Baltimore Shipping Channel could fully reopen this weekend, by the way, after painstaking operations to remove debris. Disaster spurred increased scrutiny of bridges across the United States that could be at risk of collapse as infrastructure, communist buzzword, ages and cargo ships grow in size, and the people operating all this stuff and maintaining it grow more and more incompetent and diverse. Terrible. SpaceX launched their mega Starship on their fourth test flight. Elon Musk's SpaceX completed an unmanned test flight of the most powerful rocket ever built. Major milestones achieved during the latest flight, and space is real. Boeing's Starliner, too. Quote, nice to be attached to the big city in the sky. That's at NASA, which doesn't mean lies, according to the fact checks. Astronaut Butch Wilmore stated, after Boeing's historic Starliner mission safely docked to the ISS, International Space Station, which is like 250 miles above Earth, I think, on Thursday, with the arrival of 2 new astronauts, there are now 9 people, 9, working and living on the ISS. Saturday is World Ocean Day. Corny, huh? Some video shows how researchers are mapping Australia's kelp forests with an artificial intelligence to restore underwater ecosystems. So make a difference on World Ocean Day. Go to the beach if you can. I know I might. I'm James Hake.
have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-888-77-JESSE. My biblical question, what are you trying to win? The question of the week, what are you trying to win? What are you trying to win? And don't forget to follow us on social media, JLP on X, JLP Talk on X, Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram, we're on rumble.com/JesseLeePeterson and cozy.tv/JLP. JLP, yeah. And if you're out and about, you're busy, you can be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line at 605-615-4131. That's 605-615-4131. 4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Friday. It's Get It Off Your Chest Day. It is Express Yourself.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached, because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
If you have kids in the room, I would say have them turn away for a moment. Not appropriate for them. But okay, here we go. Here's the picture. As you can see there, those are shopping carts.
Don't you think you're overreacting?
Now to a grocery cart controversy gaining a lot of traction online.
Let me just tell you, this has caused all kinds of fights in the back office.
Is that where the carts go? It's just a guy on the curb there, ma'am.
Doing the nice thing, which is returning their cart.
Man, that's not the carts. That's just the curb. It's not where the carts go. Oh, blow me off.
Because if nobody returned their carts, then it would be chaos.
This is a very important subject.
I'm not returning my shopping cart. And you can judge me all you want.
You're under our control.
That's for sure. Why did she even have to go online with that? What a dumb woman. I have a quick question for Joel and Doug and Hassan, my experts, a few of the experts. And they are coming in. And while they're coming in, I'm going to go back to Odu out of Romania. Oh, did you? Out of Romania. Oh, did you?
Yes. Can you hear me?
I do. I can. And you're right about you losing interest in waste of a time talk. Most people have nothing to say. And now that you're overcoming the world, it's hard to relate to nothing talk. About nothing.
Yes, it's very hard. And I love spending time alone. I love
yep.
being with myself, sitting in presence, having no thoughts, no emotions, reading about books or whatever. But yes, when it comes to people, it's very difficult now to connect with them and to talk and to.
So what do you
recommend?
I recommend that you continue to stay on the journey that you're on. Stay with it. You are overcoming the world. You're overcoming that old nature. So there's nothing for you to do but stay on the path.
Okay, Jesse, I'm going to stay on the path no matter what.
No matter what. If you lose the world.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, you're losing the world, and it's best to lose the world than to lose your soul. So you're doing just fine.
Yeah, man. Thank you so much for assisting me. Yeah. I truly appreciate it.
You're welcome. Stay with it. There's nothing else to do. It will take care of itself.
Yeah, man. Thank you so much.
All right, bud.
Hopefully I'll be back.
Absolutely. Call me again.
All right. Have a good one, man.
All right. Romania, around the world. So I got my experts here. This is Doug, my webmaster. And what are you?
What? I don't even
who,
know.
Who is you?
I didn't realize I was an expert.
Yeah,
for sure.
The computer guy.
The web guy, right?
Yeah, something like that. What you do?
I take pictures. I do the web.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Speaking to the mic, do you mind?
No, I don't mind.
You guys didn't have to speak into the mic.
I thought I was close enough. I didn't realize I got to take them, swallow them.
And one of the experts here, right? And then Joel Friday TV, every day except Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific time. And an expert here. And Hassan, the audio engineer, and an expert here. I have a questioner.
Nice.
And it came about as a result of talking about the stupid carts, shopping cart. All right? That's how the question came about. And so I asked Hassan first. Hassan, do you have common courtesy? That's how you say it.
Common courtesy?
Yeah. Do you have common courtesy?
First of all, I want to say it's legendary to be on the panel with Doug.
It might be your own time.
It's a groundbreaking moment.
Remember this moment. Because it might be a moment in time. Do you have common courtesy?
I do. I would say
majority
of things I would say I do. I'm about 85%, 90%.
90% common courtesy?
Yeah. I think it's important.
How about you, Joe? You have common courtesy?
Yeah, I have common courtesy, but I was also had it a lot growing up out of a fear. Like, it wasn't like actual common courtesy. It was just like, I better be nice to people or.
But you do have it.
Yeah.
I'll ask you where you get it from in a minute. Do you have common courtesy, Joe? How come Julia already shaking her head?
That's a good question. It's, all this stuff is so learned that I'll say that I have it because that's how I learned it growing up.
You do have it?
Yeah.
And Hassan, you say you have it too. Where did you get yours?
You know, just parents, but also, you know, society, you know, you learn certain things. And, yeah, I think some of it can be forced upon you. And I understand that we learn behavior, but I don't think all learned behavior is necessarily a bad thing. I think you need to have some common decency and courtesy to function, you know. It is learned, but it's not. It's not bad, I don't think. Some of it is spiritually and the stuff that we talk about, breaking the mold.
But you
got to have some, you know, you got to have some cordialness.
And where did you get your common courtesy from?
Definitely from teaching, from growing up in like white, going to like white schools and growing up.
White schools?
Yeah, going to white
you
schools.
You got your common courtesy from white people?
Yeah. White people. And my mom grew up, my grandparents were
you're
very.
You're evangelical, my eyes are blue. And he has the good white people hair. I had the white people eyes, and he was jealous.
People really don't believe that you had. The people really don't believe
it. I mean, had it since I was a kid. The black kids used to tease me about it.
I didn't even believe you till like 2 weeks ago. I was like, wait, he actually does kind of have them.
Kind of does.
Kind of have. Either I have or I don't.
A little bit.
A little bit. But anyway, so you got your common courtesy from where?
Well, because my grandparents were very like, very proper. So my mom was raised like proper. Like,
I can see your mama being that way.
Yeah, she don't do that kind of stuff. So she kind of raised me in that way, like more on the white side. And I went to like white schools and stuff like that. So you kind of learn how to conduct yourself through like the environment. So I learned that, but I also learned to go a little bit too far with it, like people pleasing. So it would also turn into like, oh, I better not say that, better not do that as well. But I think it worked out for the best because you're able to be respectful to all people.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
You're respectful to all people?
Yeah, even, right. Meaning, like, you know, like, you don't go and, like, act up in public. Like, if you're going to act up, you act up at home. You don't go and, like, put your business out where it's all, you know, imposing yourself on other people.
And so you even respectful with the people you don't like?
Right.
You are?
Right.
Baby. I mean,
I love all people.
Evidently. And where do you get your respect for what? Respectful stuff from?
Respectful stuff. It's all learned. It's say thank you. You know, it's what you're taught when you're a little kid. Say thank you. Say please. Hold the door for the lady. You're taught that stuff.
Oh.
And but Doug's ran out once he hit adulthood.
I know.
You don't got that no more.
Are you respectful to the people you don't like?
If you mean like too nice, no. If you mean respect in the proper. In what respect means, treat people fairly, say what you got to say, speak up, then I'm that's the way I am with people I like and don't like.
Amazing. So what does your respect for thing look like? respect, what's the word?
The common courtesy.
Common courtesy. What does your common courtesy look like?
You know, like, you just, like, all those things that you labeled earlier, the list of things that.
But those are possessions.
That's part of common courtesy, kind
to,
of.
To be possessed.
Well, yeah, sort of.
Yeah. Did
so
you
your common courtesy look like a demon?
But I don't think all the if we're calling that possessed, I don't think it's all bad, you know.
Some possessed is good.
Yeah, you got to have a little bit of just to keep things moving, you know. So a lot of my common courtesy is like
look like what? Yeah,
it looks like, you know, yeah. Maybe talking with people when you don't want to talk. You know, there's this lady that has a. When I'm walking my dog, you know, let the dogs talk, and then I'll start to be like, okay, you know, and
what?
I'll laugh, and after the second or third laugh, she should get the idea, like, okay, let's move along, you know. So,
but you stay there and still laugh.
Yeah, you know, you do things to send signals to like, okay, let's wrap it up. Right, you know? Right.
You're possessed. Well, that was in the list of possessions this morning.
That's true. And I like that whole list. I do that whole list.
You do?
I do.
You're possessed.
Well, because if you don't, you're you know, like.
If you don't do the demons work, you what?
Well, I agree with you. I agree with you, but you got to have a little bit of it.
And what does your common courtesy look like?
I agree with what Hassan's saying. I now understand that how he's putting the two together. But I agree that there is a certain level of, like, courtesy, like niceness in the terms that I think that you're alluding to, is that is appropriate, right?
My
to
word.
Where you're able to conduct yourself in society where it's not, you know, you're not imposing yourself on others. You're not disturbing the peace.
But he imposed himself.
No, like, at least what I thought he was saying.
His dog is, anyway.
Yeah, he stood over there grinning, act like the dog was talking while he was grinning with the woman.
Right, but he let his dog play with the other dog. Dogs.
No, they were talking.
Oh, the dogs were talking?
They were talking.
Well, you can't just be like, all right, like the Grinch or like Dr. Scrooge, all right, let's go.
Yeah, right.
You know?
So
agree with that, too?
Yeah, I think that you don't, like, just be like.
I'm a cuss.
But I don't think you're supposed to be like. Too honest. I think that's also not a proper way to conduct. Like, you don't go and be too honest. You just keep it light and unless, you know, you get to that point. But I think common courtesy is just to let it be just surface level for the most part.
What does your common courtesy look like, Doug?
I didn't hear your list, so I'm just going to say
it was a demon list.
Oh, nice. I don't have a dog, so they don't talk. It might be holding the door open as I'm going in the door, but
that's common courtesy.
That's what I learned. Again, I didn't hear your list, I don't know.
No, I didn't do the list of common courtesy. I did the list of demons.
Oh. I might hold the door open. I might say.
Hassan just said that he got all those demons.
Yeah.
Well, they're really the same thing.
I might say hi as I pass by somebody or, you know, acknowledge them. One thing I won't, most of the time, I don't really like talking to people too much. I'm not a big talker. I don't.
So why do you say hi then?
I might just say hi as we're passing by, and that's that.
White people don't say hi.
Most of the time they don't.
You know the white people don't say hi to each other. It's the black that says hi.
The white people say hi.
No.
No.
White people look like
white
this.
White people, right. They walk by you like you ain't
like
there.
Like you ain't even there.
I don't know.
Scared of their own shadows.
But white, black people say it because mama made us say it growing up. Yeah. Say hi.
Yeah.
Say hi, baby.
And thank you. And all that.
That's where we get out that stuff from. But your common courtesy look like what?
Holding the door. But I say that, but like if someone holds the door for me, I'll grab for the door, right? But if someone doesn't grab the door, I let go of that door so quick because they don't have no common courtesy.
So if they give it, you ain't. If they're not giving it, you ain't giving it.
This is well, that this ain't is common courtesy.
That's one way.
Okay,
courtesy.
Good. I don't have it.
But would you agree that black people typically don't have? They're not taught common courtesy. Like they're taught to be, you know, they go out and they're loud and they do all these things.
But that's part of their common courtesy.
But that's not
in your face with it.
But that's not common courtesy. That's
I know what they call
that's
it.
That's common in their culture.
No, that's just ghetto.
Right.
That's common in the culture, in the ghetto.
That's because you were raised so proper, you.
But then that's what the thing is that, so then what do you, so what is common culture to you? What is your, yeah, what is your perspective on common culture?
Common.
I mean, common.
Winnie.
What'd I say? Common decency.
Courtesy.
Oh. Speaking of black,
me and Hassan just shaking our head because we have no idea what's going on. This is a black moment.
Common,
not me and Hassan and I.
What are you? Speaking of black, that's an English teacher. Where's James?
I just love how hard Jesse laughs from when Joel does stuff.
I know. It's like, I can't mess up around here.
It's like another level of laughter that he...
Oh.
It's not common courtesy, I'll tell you that much. The way he laughs at Joel is not common courtesy.
It is not common
courtesy. Joel, funny.
It's real funny. And don't even realize it.
Right. But so last question, part is, when the people don't return carts up to the little end thing at the grocery store, is that lack of common courtesy? Is that due to the lack of common courtesy?
I think that's just laziness. I don't know if that's
based on
common courtesy or not. Maybe it is, but I don't. I think that if it was me, and I didn't want to take it over,
you sweating on your mustache.
I know it's hot in here.
Your mustache, not your chin.
Both of it is.
But yeah, do your mustache. Your chin Thank is you. Not on your mustache.
I don't know why it's got to be 100. Felt like a
sauna.
The
in here.
Devil's in here.
You sound like James. Hey, but
if I'm thinking about this.
Is that due to the lack of common courtesy not to return the grocery?
I don't think so. I think it's just laziness. It's like if I think about me and I just want to leave it right by my car, to me that's just lazy. That ain't don't have to not, because somebody's gonna park their car where I parked my car and it'll be right there. So maybe it is common courtesy. It's gonna be right by them. No, that's just laziness.
Is it common courtesy? The lack of common courtesy not to. Oh, if you return the car, is it due to common courtesy?
It's common courtesy to return the car.
It is.
Yeah.
What do you say, Hassan?
Absolutely. Common courtesy. You gotta
return the car.
You gotta return it. It's, you know,
amazing.
It's basically Jesse said yesterday he don't return the car.
I don't blame him.
See,
but what do you think common courtesy
they,
is?
They
like,
got a
like,
guy.
Get it?
They got people out there that get paid to do that.
Bring that all the cars in. Out. No, but he said it was lazy, and then you don't do it. So
I said
lazy.
I said Doug when I don't do it, it's lazy.
They call you lazy.
Even that. Oh, so I want you guys to respond to one other thing.
Okay.
I want to hear your response. Hassan, I want to play C74WKRG.
The heck?
And Atmore. Is that right, Nick? Atmore Woman was crowned Miss Alabama in the National American Miss Pageant. Watch this.
A woman from Atmore is living her dream, representing the state of Alabama in the National American Miss Program. WKRG News 5 Summer Pool introduces us to this inspiring young woman.
A crowning achievement, 8 years in the making. Sarah Milliken of Atmore has competed in the National American Miss Program since she was 15.
I competed once as a junior teen when I was 15, again as a teen when I was 16, and not placing, that was really, really hard.
Now at 23, the famous saying rings true, third time's a charm.
Just being able to come back 8 years later and say, okay, I didn't give up on this dream, and now because I didn't give up on it, I get to be the next Miss Alabama and wear this crown for a year.
The purpose of the National American Miss Program is to grow confidence and foster a positive self-image. Contestants range in age from 4 to 24. Milliken hopes to send a message to all girls and young women, not just those who compete in pageants.
I hope that they learn that no matter what your body looks like, no matter where you come from, you can do anything that you set your mind to.
Man.
And you say, Hassan?
Well, being fat is not common courtesy. Right, you know, right. You shouldn't be fat. It's honestly rude. And women specifically, you know, you can't be fat. So I don't know if that's the question, but it's not common courtesy to be overweight.
What do you say about the new Miss America pageant?
I don't understand why it's necessary for them to lie. Like, I don't understand why they feel like...
What are they lying about?
Like, lie and say that this is body positivity or that this is, like...
It's right. Positively fat.
Yeah, right. Confidence. This is like building confidence in women. No, it's not. It's believing a lie and being able to identify with the lie. You know what I mean? If she worked hard to lose the weight, then she would be more proud of the result of she came this far and feel good about herself. But instead, she just got everybody to lie with her and make her feel good. And it really deep down, when she go home, she know that what the, this
and
ain't
now she's so fat. And they said fat people to have heart attacks, use blood pressure. She may walk down the mispadded runway there and have a heart attack.
And then they'll still try to... It's a mess.
She might with all that weight. Not that she, I don't know if she got a medical problem, but I'm just saying.
What the?
No, it's a mess.
What do you think about Miss National American Miss Pageant out of Sweet Home, Alabama? Look like she ate Alabama. No.
Yeah, I don't think about her.
He just playing YouTube.
She was bigger than all four of those other women. And I think it is. I think it is a little bit sad that, not a little bit. I think it's sad that they're offering this false hope and false confidence to someone who obviously doesn't have it and wouldn't have it, even in a false way. She might have it for a moment, but I think, like Joelle said, when she's alone, she's when she's in a place and she's in her head thinking about it, she knows everybody's looking at how big she is.
Right.
Yeah.
And she walking down the aisle alone, so tired. Woo. How long is the runway?
She sweat. I sweat a lot. She sweat more than me.
She like, could you cut the runway in half?
Can you give me one of those carts?
Oh.
Yeah. This
I don't feel like watching.
I don't have like,
YouTube. You just playing YouTube.
I don't feel like walking around this long hallway.
Bring in the shopping cart.
It's going to take four of them to roll her down there.
Let my child push me in the chair like Hassan down with his dog. Speaking of that, Hassan's going to love this. According to WKRG, no, I'm sorry. According to Inside Edition, Bark Air made an airline just for dogs. Why is this?
Sure, some airlines welcome dogs on board, but on Bark Air, dogs are royalty.
The future of travel is here. World-class dining. Critically acclaimed in-flight entertainment. Introducing Bark Air.
And yes, this is for real. Bark Air has thought of everything to make the dog flying experience exceptional.
From the moment you book a ticket, you have a personal concierge who's reaching out to you to learn everything possible about your dog. Build out the exact seating chart, the exact experience, the meet and greet, even the car service that we offer. Does your dog want the window up? Does he want the window down? Does your dog like to sit in the back? Does he like to sit in the front? We'll go so crazy as to take music requests for that kind of thing.
Before flights, normal rules won't apply.
There's no TSA checkpoint. There's no lines. There's no long waiting period. If your dog is allergic to chicken, we will have treats to make sure we get around that allergy. Every flight will have a trained flight attendant, someone who has background as a vet tech, a trainer, some sort of dog expert on there, just in case anything comes up. And then we also just have sort of a just-in-case kit. We have pee pads. We have calming blankets.
Bart about to make some money off the dog lovers. Bart about to get rich. I'm going to invest in Bark.
I don't,
you say?
Do they? I don't understand. Do they think that the dogs care about this stuff?
They don't care. It's the owner. They're catering to the owner for money. Back in a moment. Oh, the thing is open.
Treasure chest.
Treasure chest open on D-Live.
Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Okay, I'm going to get to your calls and super chat in 1 minute. I just want to finish the segment. First, the Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. TheHakeReport.com. And James Hake is on fire. And at 12 noon today, a brand new episode of the FallenState.tv. On a fun but informative conversation with Sam Tripoli. And he's a stand-up comedian and host of the Tinfoil Hat podcast. And I've had Sam on the Fallen State before. Watch this.
Next time on the Fallen State.
Do you have anger?
All the time. I'm Armenian. Yeah, I go zero the felony very quickly.
Oh, you got to marry?
I have a girlfriend, and I always said I wish we would have gotten married so we could have gotten divorced by now.
Does she obey you?
No, not at all. I wish someone would respect me. I'd pay for everything. Do you ever do drugs?
I did pot for a minute in my early 20s.
Horny, hungry, and paranoid. Weird way to go through life. What they really don't want is for you to trust your eyes, your ears, or the wisdom of your experience.
Right. At 12 noon today, at 12, you don't want to miss it, at 12 noon Pacific time. And you can donate at thefallenstate.tv/donate or locals.com. And then at 4 p.m., the American Anchor Baby, natural energy given to him by God. At 4 p.m., fly high, not off fentanyl. And not off pot, but off natural energy. A genius, right? At 4 p.m., you don't want to miss it. And then Sunday, I'll see you at fellowship, if the Lord is willing and decreed, don't rise. At 4 p.m., doors open at 10:30. Meetings start at 11 a.m. All are invited at 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. Pacific time. I mean Eastern time. 11 a.m. Pacific time. RebuildingTheMan.com/church. RebuildingTheMan.com/church. So, I'll start with Joel on this one. A whole airline just for dogs. You say?
How does the mind get this far on allowing this money?
Money.
No, that's true.
Make the people emotional, you can sell them a chicken house.
But it's so crazy that you can even think that allow yourself to do it and then be okay with it and not be embarrassed.
Did you hear my list of demons you possess?
That's crazy. I thought there was a joke. It's so crazy I thought it was a joke.
I know. And you say? Yeah.
People are so dumb. And they dumb their animals down. They dumb other people, their kids down. They dumb everything around them down. Just the strangest thing.
Yeah. That's strange. That's right. And you say, Hassan?
I'm not mad at it. I mean, here's the thing. The way they treat human beings on airplanes, we're basically animals. I mean, this idea of middle seats and, men can wear shorts, sit next to you. I mean, it's just insane the type of stuff that happens on airplanes for even human beings. So
the dogs and the illegals are treated better than people on at the airport.
Yeah.
Airplane experience is horrendous.
So you like the idea of a dog airplane?
Huh?
If you can, huh? You can hear. If you can, huh? You can hear.
He heard all the other questions.
You like the idea of a whole airplane for dogs?
Well, I like the idea of being able to get up and move around. It looks like you can.
Do you like the idea of a whole airplane for dogs?
Where the hell? Where are they going?
All airplanes is is for dogs at this point, is what I'm saying.
Do you like the idea of a whole airplane for dogs?
I like it. Why not? We're already treated like dogs on the flights.
But does it seem
like now we'll get deeper into dog?
Here's some, you know, crackers and peanuts and sit in between people. It's just insane.
Like as a dog,
what the hell do we do with dogs? But go ahead.
I was gonna say, as a dog owner for Sandy, do you think that this is like too far, or do you think it's like, oh, that's kind of like?
I like it. I like it. I mean, it depends on the pricing and what we're talking about, but you know, I like it.
And so you understand that too, Durham?
I understand. I try.
Oh, I agree.
I'm trying.
You agree with that?
I'm trying.
I understand what you're saying.
I can't.
Well, I purposely do things to get the chat to go against me, so I like to be the villain.
So
but
you perfect? Don't be perfectly doing it. I want to know how you really feel.
No, I do feel this way.
Oh. And you say? Did I already ask you?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my final question, and then y'all got to go. Who are dumber, men or women?
Man, that's a toss-up in a way.
Who's going first?
I'm going to say women, though, because they got interesting ideas and think it's 100, but men do some dumb stuff.
I know.
I'll say women.
Who are dumber, men?
I'm a man.
Who are dumber, men or women?
Are we talking about today or in general?
Who are dumber, men or women?
Why are you
setting myself
that?
Up? Dumber. I don't know. Because both pretty dumb.
That's my biblical question for next week. But who are dumber?
I had to smoke on it.
He's doing common courtesy right now.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, who's dumber? Because there's the different things that depend on who's dumber. Like, what does that mean? Spiritually. I'm doing the wrong thing with the wrong person.
Who are dumber?
I have to think about it.
Who are dumber? Are dumber? Who are dumber, men or women, Hassan?
100% women.
100% women.
Yes.
Dumber.
I know, it's a toss-up.
I was somewhere the other day, and I was just observing. I was people watching, and I was just looking at women, and I'm like, they're children. They're little kids. I realized when I, like, even dating, I'm like, wow, I have a dog and a girlfriend. It's the same thing, you know? It's just children, dogs, and
I
women.
Go.
It's taking a joke too far.
I'm telling you. I ain't go.
It's kind of a toss-up in the way because, like, a lady will come up with an idea of that Miss Alabama thing. Oh, this is the perfect woman. Or it's okay to be a man to pretend like he's a girl, and guys will go along with it. So that's why I say it's so hard to.
And when it comes to like sexual things, guys are way dumber. Like girls are more like, they're more stable when it comes to that stuff. They don't make irrational decisions sexually. When it comes to sexual stuff, guys are just stupid. But overall, I think about it.
Thank you, folks.
Bye,
experts. Thank you, guys. Let me go to Clayton, Illinois.
I've never done this before.
Yeah.
Clayton, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hello, Jesse. I got the Bible question for you today.
What are you trying to win?
A place in heaven with my Lord.
You're trying to win a place in heaven with your Lord?
Yes.
And how are you trying to win that? What are you doing to win that?
I forgive my mother. And I forgive other people for their sins. And I walk how God wants me to.
Amazing. Thank you.
We love you, Jesse.
Love you, too. Thank you. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Thank you, Clayton.
All right. Thank you, too, for having me on.
Yeah, my baby brother name is Clayton. Oh, amazing name. Thank you, buddy. Let me go quickly to Nick out of Oregon. Nick, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning, Jesse. How are you?
All is well.
So I'm considering running for city council, and I just want to get your two cents.
I like it. I think that we need to put in men that are going to stand up for the country. And right. Instead of just always complaining about things, we need to get active. You know what I mean? Get involved.
Yeah, one of my concerns, though, is I'd be like one of eight. I'd be the minority as far as my positions.
But that's beautiful. One person stand alone, God is with you.
All right.
So yeah, give it a good try, man. You have nothing to lose.
Sounds good.
Let me know how it goes, all right?
Oh, you will, yeah.
And you might be right. You might be only one in that group, right? But at least you're willing to do something. You're willing to stand alone.
All righty.
I wish you well.
I'll let you know.
Okay. Thank you. All right, buddy.
Bye.
Bye now. 888-775-3773. Daniel from Florida. Let me see here. Daniel, welcome to the show. You're on the air. Hey, Daniel.
Yes, sir.
You're on the air.
Hey, man, how's it going?
All is well, Daniel.
Yes, we had talked a couple months back, and I had told you what happened to me, and then I started listening to your show, and you told me I have to learn to forgive the people that had hurt me.
Yes.
And that way I'll learn to forgive myself. And yes. I had applied that, you know, and throughout that I found Christ.
Right on.
And now I'm almost at peace, you know. I'm living for the kingdom, and like I had told you, I have a beautiful family, 9 kids and a wife.
Oh, you and, were part of a human traffic situation, huh?
Yes, trafficking situation.
Oh, yes. So you're forgiven for that, right?
Yes, I forgive, yeah.
And what did it feel like to forgive?
It feel at peace. I feel I could do me and I could just move on and learn that it was the card I was dealt with. And then at the end of the day, he bettered me in a way also of forgiving.
Absolutely.
You know, I learned to appreciate what happened because, like I said, I left a third world country, which I know that's what you're fighting for this country, for this not to happen, but I feel like it's already too late, you know? But, you know, it led me here to America to where I could, you know, find peace.
Yeah.
So I look at the positive side of it and everything that happened to me and everything that I have accomplished in life, you know, and I didn't have a family, now I have one, you know, and right now I'm still fighting to get my citizenship.
I bet you your family are glad that you have forgiven finally, huh?
Yes. Yes, I forgive them. Yes.
I mean, well,
the hardest part was forgiving myself, you know, because
when you say forgiving yourself, who are you?
Me?
Yeah. Who is the self that you had to forgive?
Okay, because
who are you? Come back to your phone. Who are you? Who is the self? When you say yourself, who are you referring to?
The darkening of myself. Like
come back. Come back to the phone. Come back to the phone.
Can you hear me?
Okay, but stay close to the phone.
Yes.
Who is the self that you had to forgive? Describe that person.
Well, because I feel like I was programmed to be where I was supposed to be a nobody, you know? That's all they was telling me.
But who is the self that were programmed that way? Who are you? How would you describe you?
I probably don't understand the question.
Right. You said that you needed to forgive yourself, right?
Right.
And who are you?
God's son.
God's son?
Yes.
And but who is the self that you need to forgive?
The men, they care about themselves and nobody else, you know?
Amazing. But are you doing the silent prayer?
Yes, yes, definitely doing that.
And when
I think I do that more than anything.
Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it, right? And what you're going to see, if you stay with it, you're going to see that there is no self to forgive. And that God has never judged you. He has no problem with you at all. And you're going to be free, but stay with the prayer so you can overcome the thoughts.
Okay. Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah, so there is no self to forgive because, and by there being no self to forgive, you have never done anything wrong. The things that happen, it happened through you from your imagination. Or other people brought their hell upon you and did it to you, but it was never you. So there's no you to forgive.
Wow, I never seen it like that.
And that's why I want to encourage you to stay with the prayer. Now that you have forgiven others, you stay with it, stay with it. And your mind will become clear. And your family will be blessed by it. Your children will become whatever you are.
Okay. I accept that. I'm going to keep that in practice.
Absolutely. Amazing story, Daniel.
Well, I'd like to come to your show, man, one day. I'd like to come to your show one day.
Absolutely. We're in California. Come on down.
All right, man. Thank you so much, Jesse, and thank you for fighting for this country because I left another country that's really bad, and I look at this country, and I'm like, you know, it'll get worse than my country because I know it's coming, you know?
Yeah. When you stay with the prayer, your life and your situation is just going to get better. It cannot get worse. It only gets better if you stay present with God, all right?
Amen. Yes, sir.
All right, buddy.
All right, man. Thank you for having me.
All right. Call again.
Yes, sir. I will.
All right. 888-7753-773. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/GLP talk. Wayne, I am that I am. Oh, I answered that one. We mentioned that one about forgiving, complimenting women. April bought 3 coffees. I enjoy your show, Jesse. I'm a black woman, and I agree with not all, but most of what you say. I am a childless stepmother and youngest is off to college. Free at last. Cheers. She says.
Nice. And,
oh, yeah, I'm voting for the Great White Hope in November.
The Great White Hope. Amazing.
Indeed.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Right on.
Dawn over on Rumble says, I guess my real question is, why do I hate to see others suffer? I am compelled to help them find a solution. My bad.
Because you love evil. That's why. Amen. You're playing God. Thank you.
Woozy says World War II vets are 20 years older than Biden, and many are far more articulate and coherent than him.
Yep.
They tell stories from 80 years ago while Biden can't remember yesterday. World War II vets are alphas.
That's right. The World War II was fought against Hitler.
Yeah, Hitler and the Japanese.
What?
And the Japanese too.
Are you sure?
Yes, I just because when I was in high school, they said, "Do you want to fight Nazis or Japs?"
So World War II was fought against Hitler
and the Japanese,
right?
Right.
And America and Britain.
Right. And Russia or the USSR, Soviet Union.
And they were all fighting together against Hitler.
Yeah, against Hitler and the...
And Hitler...
And China, too, was against the Japanese.
And Hitler was... He ruled Europe at one time?
Yeah, he was going to take over.
Over Europe.
Uh-huh.
And Europe...
If I understand correctly, which I don't know history.
And Europe is white?
Yeah.
A white country, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
white
Hitler
on white.
Was white, right?
Yeah, white on white war.
So why was there a problem if a white man was ruling a white country?
Or a white continent. Yeah, I don't know.
Why did they not want Hitler to rule a white country? I thought he was ruling the Jews.
I don't know. It's a big mess. I'm not the one. Maybe you need an expert to, a different expert other than me.
I just learned all that this week because they had this celebration.
Oh, yeah, the D-Day thing?
Yeah.
Pardon me.
And then I saw a couple of those old 80-year-old guys talking.
Mm-hmm.
And they were talking about what happened.
Yeah.
And that's why I picked it up, because I just happened to be listening to the D-Day thing this week. A little bit. I ain't listening a whole lot, but I heard that when I just heard it. And I wonder, if Hitler was white and Europe was white, why did they mad? What were they mad at Hitler about being white in a white country?
I think they called it a brother's war. And Hitler was, or at least, I don't know about Hitler, but the Germans had propaganda about... This is a brother's war. Don't fight us on this. You're getting suckered by, I don't know, the communists or something like that.
Who said that?
The German propaganda to the English. I think I read a pamphlet on X, Twitter.
So the German white people.
Yeah.
Was telling the other people, don't fight with Hitler and us because this is a brother's war.
Well, it was called a brother's war because the Germans and the Germans and the English, or Anglos and Saxons, are basically brothers. Although, hey, they've had rivalries, they didn't necessarily want to just kill each other off.
And so Hitler wasn't taken out because of his...
Why die for Stalin, one of them said. One of the pamphlets, German pamphlets to the English said.
Oh.
Why die for Stalin? Because Stalin was USSR.
He was
Soviet Union.
He wasn't white.
He was he was white, but he was communist, and he was far over in the Asia, Russia area.
Away from
Asiatic
Europe.
White, not Anglo-Saxon.
What a mess.
Yeah.
War is not the answer.
That's just the fact.
Only love can conquer hate.
That's why we need Trump back.
That was so interesting for me to hear that.
Yeah.
Because I never knew, because I'm black and slow, that I've always thought that Hitler was taken out because he was messing with the Jews.
I think that was maybe part of a motivation or part of the propaganda because there's always like a victim group. Oh, there's genocide happening, you know? So maybe that was like part of the motivation to get the people on board with it. Maybe they had women voting by then too, and women feel sorry for people more easily too.
They had women voting by DJ time?
Oh, yeah, big time. Around World War I was when women started voting.
Wow. Let's finish the Super Chat.
Prep Ham Paul says, Jesse, return the cart. Side eye. Emoji. The garbage man collects garbage, so that doesn't mean we put our trash in the bin and expect him to pick all the trash up around the ground. Nick LeBoy, my parents never taught me how to have common courtesy. My father simply told me to treat others the way I want to be treated, and the rest will fall in place.
Absolutely. You have common courtesy?
Yeah. Hit and miss.
Thank you.
Laura Bain, too. Thank you for all the laughs. Great show.
Thank you. Amazing.
Priscilla from Houston. And at the Washateria laundry room, they have carts for people bringing their clothes and take their clothes back to the car. Why do these people always bring their carts back? Polite people return the things they use.
At the washeria?
Yeah.
But that's
the laundromat. Washateria.
What did I
say? Not, well, you thought it was a city or something. We didn't know what it was.
It's a washerant.
Oh, yeah, a laundry room.
because they don't have workers at the washing rent to go out to your car to pick up the basket.
Wayne, I am about a coffee.
Let
Jesse,
you know.
Follow up to my last question. If I see a young lady with nice legs, should I compliment her? I'm torn. I want to compliment her, but I do not want to mislead her. What a mess.
Don't compliment her, man.
I don't like this demon. How should I handle this?
He's not even married.
Yeah, he is.
No, don't compliment her legs. What the?
Games for Wreck with a Diamond. Would Jesse...
Yeah, some else in mine.
Would Jesse give up his seat for a pregnant woman?
It all depends on how tired I am.
Just call him. That woman who didn't want to sit in the back of the bus.
That's right.
Over and shout out to the top contributors. Aries one, Drumpft, Severio Jones, Cobra Miss, Games for Rec, and the rest of the D Live crew.
Amazing.
And I think that's all for now.
Amazing. Thank you all so much. Amazing. I am so out of time. I don't know where time went. Stay on that straight and narrow path, folks. Don't get off. For those that are on there, those that don't want to be on there, stay in your hell. Just stay in your hell. I'm okay. Suffer and die. Amazing. Do the silent prayer. Forgive. You can't go wrong. Work on you. Don't worry about anybody else. Leave them in their hell. Your husband, your wife, your kids, your mama, your daddy, your sister, your brother, your friend. Leave them in hell. They love their hell. Don't you go over there and mess with their hell. You'll end up back in hell. In hell. Stay on your straight and narrow. I'll see you at church on Sunday. Fellowship at 11 a.m. Doors open at 10:30. RebuildingTheMan.com/church. All right? And the Fall Estate at 12 noon. To the callers, I am so out of time. I'll be back on Monday if the Lord is willing. And the creek don't rise. All right, folks, thank y'all. Amazing. Amazing. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer, and I want you to start doing it. You just download it, get the points of how to do it, and then after a while, you just do it on your own. It's going to point you in the right direction that your life will be returned to you from God. He will give you your life back, because anyone and all people who has anger, they're not themselves. You are the person that you are angry at. That's why it's so important to get to know yourself so that you can see who you're angry at. And if you're doing the hooping and hollering prayers and things like that, some people get up, oh, praise the Lord, hoop and holler, bless my mama, bless my daddy. Continue to do it. Do both. You will see if you want to stay with the hooping and hollering or do you want to be still and know God. So my gift to you, no charge, at RebuildingTheMan.com/church. So I asked the question, are you better than a child molester? I've discovered over the 30 years of counseling, the one thing that's missing, the one thing that's missing, and I think because it's not taught in the homes or talked about, we don't have examples of it, right, is love. Our theme this year is to bring back Christianity, to love God with all our heart, soul, and might, our neighbor as ourselves, and to endure. And there, when you're in a fallen state, people will judge the molester but think they're better than the molester. And I ask, well, why do you think you're better? What I realize, it doesn't matter what you think about yourself or how much you have or don't have or how you accomplish things in life or don't. If you have no love, you have nothing.